East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
We start with breaking news from the south of Durban. Three people are believed to be missing after the car they were travelling in was washed away during heavy rainfall in Amanzimtoti last night. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the car, which had five people inside, was swept downstream near Long Acres Drive.
At this stage, reports are that two people managed to escape from the wreckage and the water. However, three people are unaccounted for. Rescuers are meeting this morning to brief before starting a rescue mission to try and search for the missing people.
Meanwhile, authorities say thunderstorms and heavy rains in the south coast have left at least one person dead. Disaster management has deployed response teams following a severe storm that led to widespread flooding. The region was under a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms yesterday. Areas such as Margate through to Oslo Beach and Port Shepstone have reported extensive damage to road infrastructure, commercial properties and shopping centres. Here's KZN COGTA spokesperson Senzele Mzila.
With significant damage taking place in public and private infrastructure, multiple roads are currently obstructed by fallen trees and several sinkholes have formed specifically in the Manaba area. Provincial and municipal disaster management units alongside fire and rescue services are currently on the ground conducting emergency interventions, clearing debris from main arterial routes and performing formal damage assessments. Members of the public are urged to avoid crossing flooded bridges or low-lying roads. They are also urged to stay clear of areas where sinkholes have been identified.
Premier Tami Ntuli will this morning conduct an assessment on the extent of damage in the area. And Bafana Bafana kick off their 2025 Africa Cup of Nations journey tonight as they take on Angola in their opening group match. The tournament got underway last night in Morocco with the host nation off to a winning start after defeating Comoros 2-0. Bafana Bafana last lifted the AFCON trophy in 1996. They enjoyed a strong run at last year's tournament, finishing in third place. Head coach Hugo Bruce, who also guided the team to qualifying for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, says the priority is to continue building a strong and confident squad. He believes this edition of AFCON will be tougher than the last.
I don't think that the big countries will make the same mistake like they did in Ivory Coast. Many big countries were not qualified or were soon out of the tournament. I think of Egypt, I think of Cameroon, I think of Ghana, Morocco, and so on. This will not happen now. I think they learned their lesson, the last AFCON.
There's a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms over most parts of KZN today, except along the coast. The storms are accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail. They may result in localised flooding and damage to infrastructure and settlements. We've got a high of 27 degrees in Durban, Ladysmith, Pietermaritzburg, Ulundi, Kokstad and Margate, 26 for Newcastle, Mooi River and The Berg, and 29 for Richards Bay. Morning swells are reaching 2 metres at the Durban beach with sunset at 4 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.